California and out west, those farms are going to dry up. So the Northeast is situated to be a resource for farms.
Musician Michael Hollis is here to tell us about his ArtsMid Hudson grant-funded symphonic composition that is being performed at this year's O Positive Festival on Friday, October 5th at 10 p.m. and Saturday, October 6th in the afternoon in Kingston at the Old Dutch Church. Do I have that right, at October 5th at 10?
Yep.
Okay, 10 p.m. and then on the 6th it'll be
1 p.m.
1 p.m. in the afternoon. Excellent. Yeah. The piece is entitled The Edge of the Hill and is a four-movement piece centered around the beautiful environment of Ulster County and what its different community members do to preserve and protect it. Hollis interviewed people that are being used both concretely and abstractly in the music itself. We heard just a little bit of it, an example of some of the work that Michael's been working on, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Michael Hollis to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me, Joe.
So this is, I would think, I'm not projecting, but I'm guessing that this is sort of the nerve-wracking stage of, we have to put this on Friday.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You're not projecting. That is where I am right now. But it's been great to see all the pieces come together. We're right down to the wire. I'm really excited to perform it.
Okay. So how did this all come to be? The piece, as I mentioned, is entitled The Edge of the Hill. I also want to mention that it's a part of the O Positive Festival, which we'll talk about in detail tomorrow. The folks from the O Positive Festival are coming up, and they've been with us since the very beginning of their work, and we'll talk to them. So we'll focus mostly today on Edge of the Hill and your work in this four movement piece. So what brought you to take a look of writing something that is about Ulster County, but ultimately also includes the people that live and breathe there?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, what inspires me to both live here and create art here in the Hudson Valley, just like the river painters of yore. And one of the things that I couldn't help think about is the environmental pressures that we're all facing today, along with how beautiful of a place we live in. And so I wanted to not only showcase the land, like let's say something like Appalachian Spring or some of the many pastoral pieces of music, but also what the community members think about it, what they do to preserve and protect it. And we just have such a special various subsets of communities here that I wanted to give a voice to.
So in giving a voice to them, you actually went out and interviewed people. And I know on your website, you were just basically like, hey, give me a call, let's talk. So it wasn't that you were looking for pretty much anybody, everybody.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
That process was really special, actually. I got to attain this little slice of life that there was a few moments along the way where I was sitting there with my recording device thinking, wow, I'm really a part of something special right now. This person, I'm really getting to the heart of something that they care deeply about. That happened with a member of the Environmental Conservation Commission. And you'll be hearing little snippets of that in the music itself.
The idea, as I said in the introduction, some of it is used, and we heard this coming in, some of it's very concrete of this person says this and there's music in the background, but then you use it more abstractly as well. Describe a little bit of how that's used.
Yeah, so everything from maybe playing audio backwards to taking the audio, cutting it up, and putting it through different layers of effects to create more textural sounds, whether it's kind of a sounds like water or a sudden burst.
So you don't need me to tell you this, but let me just ask the question, which is, it seems when you have that much going on with technology and you're performing the music live, well, a lot can go wrong, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
meaning the timing has to be exactly.
It does, and that's why I'm going to be personally triggering all of the electronic sounds.
Gotcha.
And some of it will be so much as I push a button and it plays, but other elements of it might be where I push a button and then I get to have some fun with knobs and other things like that.
So you get to create on the fly in some cases.
Yeah, there's little bits. I'm also a jazz musician, so improvisation finds its way into whatever I do.
Talk about some of the musicians that you're working with and how this piece will be performed.
So I'm an alumni of SUNY New Paltz, and one of the things that I really loved about going to school there were the different performance opportunities I received from some of my professors. So I wanted to give back to where I came from, and I attempted to hire all students, but I ended up hiring kind of a combination of students, professionals, and even a professor in there as well.
And ultimately, how many musicians?
So there will be 10 performers, and as well as Neil Alexander will be conducting the piece.
And you.
And me. So yeah. I guess 12 of you. Yeah.
Don't discount yourself. The idea of the edge of the hill, that started to come to you when?
Well, the edge of the hill is a translation of Shawangunk. It's one of the translations that I found. And I thought that word that... it spoke to me in so many different ways, and I live in Gardner, New York, so I have the mountains there overlooking me every day when I'm driving, and I thought that it would be really good to kind of try to write a piece of music really directly inspired by it and its people, as I mentioned before. So each movement I tried to follow somewhat of a traditional symphonic form. There's four movements, although I kind of flipped what would traditionally be the first two. And then when I was interviewing people, I asked them to select a number. And that number also helped me get tones that I used to help create little motifs that became, let's say, the motif of the farmer.
As I mentioned, it is four movements. Can you describe each movement?
Yeah, so we open up with the first movement. It's just a homage to the natural land. And I even tried to notate a few native birds in there to throw in. And then the second movement, we start to get... And the conflict of where we're at right now, all of the pressures facing our environment starts to come in during that movement as well. But the second one, I really start to showcase some of the more local issues to our land here, such as the potential draining of Tilson Lake. There was also, I got a nice little back and forth unintentionally between somebody talking about an issue they were having with one place and then another person talking about that place that I helped bring in. So yeah, second movement, we get more of the conflict and the protesters of the Hudson Valley. Third movement, the farmers. And then the fourth movement, I kind of try to bring it all home and look ahead to the message that all of the community members are sending to the world in terms of what we can do to better preserve and protect our land here for future generations.
When you are thinking about, as you say, you get a little bit of a back and forth, does the music then come as a result of that conversation, or was the music already there? Are you matching the words to the music or the music to the words?
There was kind of a feedback cycle that happened where some of it was in real time almost, so I might have been composing, getting interviews, they were informing and whatnot. But then I would say if I had to broadly showcase it, the music more came first when that was happening. But they both talk to each other.
Do you feel that there's both obviously we're talking about the edge of the hill, the overall beauty of Ulster County and its environs. So we have that. Mm-hmm. But then there's also, I think, a melancholy or dare I say even an anger that comes over what's being done to our natural resources. Is that reflected in the music as well, do you think?
It definitely is. And I try to throw in some little musical Easter eggs for people that know music to help.
Give me an example of a musical Easter egg.
Okay.
Without giving anything away. But like, what would a musical Easter egg be?
Well, meaning there's certain themes both in classical romantic music and even TV and film that are used to depict kind of dark conflict. And I tried to kind of just sprinkle it in there.
I see.
Here and there. So.
Yeah. It's sort of set the mood.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think, I mean, it's hard living today in 2018 to not be aware of all of these things. And, you know, no matter what happens with politics, I think it's something that crosses every single bound, just the need for clean air and water.
And with that said, though, it comes off, do you think, and not to feed you a line here, but do you believe that it comes off as optimistic, that you leave the piece feeling good about where we live? And
but the melancholy is hard to avoid as well.
Yeah.
I do think that where there's a lot more awareness, I worry that it might be too little too late, but hopefully maybe helping bring awareness through my art and other people like me, along with all the various actions, we can maybe help continue in that direction.
I did mention that we'll be talking about the O Positive Festival tomorrow, but give me a sense of what the attraction was for you and why it's important to be a part of this event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I also just want to quickly mention that a big thank you to ArtsMid Hudson and their decentralization program that helped get me the funding to make this composition possible. And I really wanted to bring the music to an audience that was diverse. And I thought the O Positive Festival, whereas they do have a suggested amount for their wristband that gives you a 3-day all-access pass to the festival, it is a pay what you will. So even the people that maybe are lower income and can't afford it, that they would be able to go and attend the performance as well. And the Old Dutch Church was my dream venue because of the acoustics and the beauty of that room. And I was really, really happy to be able to have gotten the performance to be had there.
Well, it sounds like a great event, and you have two chances. One is on Friday, October 5th at 10 p.m., the other being Saturday, October 6th at 1 p.m. in Kingston at the Old Dutch Church. The piece is entitled The Edge of the Hill. Musician Michael Hollis's symphonic composition, The Edge of the Hill, is being performed at this year's O Positive Festival, which you can find out more information by going to opositivefestival.org. opositivefestival.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Michael, best of luck to you. Thank you very much for sharing. It's beautiful work. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Joe. And I'm a longtime fan and listener of the Roundtable every morning.
Great. I thank you very much for that. Be well. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.
Thousand acres, 8,000 acres in Mohonk Preserve, 27,000 acres in Minnewaska. So it's like we truly have like world-class protected open space.
I really enjoyed hiking. Okay. I don't get to hike in the Bronx because there's not many mountains. But it opened my eyes to like new things that the world has to offer, and I was really happy to see that.
So you've been hiking here in the mountains?
Yes. It was very great.
And here, actually, it's like the nature preserve and the flower gardens.
Minnewaska, Peterskill.
Yeah, I really love the Minnewaska Park. That's like my favorite place to be. Yeah.
Yes. And I love the farm in the evening when the sun is setting.